Mission Network News 2-Minute Version for Sunday, October 10th, 2004, in 3, 2, 1. I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. The 300,000 homeless people who survived flooding in Haiti's north now face the twin scourges of starvation and waterborne disease. Men for Mission's Bill Evans says their church partners are trying to help. The stations continue to broadcast the gospel, but ministry goes further when prayer joins action.
We're looking for other things that we can send down on a container that we're going to be sending at the end of the month. We're really mindful of those needs. Everything that these people have has been washed away in these floods, and so there's going to be a tremendous physical need, and of course the bigger need is the spiritual.
Meanwhile, thousands of people are eagerly awaiting the aid as humanitarian groups struggle to reach those hit hard by Hurricane Jean. Evangelical Baptist Missions has been helping a new church in Haiti. EBM's Jim Burdick says this church wants to take in food, hygiene items, clothing, and the gospel. Burdick says you can help.
Foreigners can participate by sending money to the EBM office, but this is all going to be funneled through a Haitian church. And what that does then is allows us to come back in later on and say, hey, how else can we help with the ongoing types of things? Haitians reaching Haitians, and that's what Missions is all about.
And the Book of Hope has completed its first distribution in Armenia. National teams last month first presented the Book of Hope to school children, and Russian team leaders trained Armenian youth who actually distributed the Books of Hope. Mission teams are excited that the Russian church is already sending missionaries to new nations. Pray as more distributions take place in the next couple of weeks and that there be a powerful, positive response to God's word. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a copy of the book, The Jungle Pilot, from Mission Aviation Fellowship, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It's a gripping story of the life and witness of Nate Saint, martyred missionary pilot to Ecuador. You can also request a copy at our website at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.